Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. City officials in San Francisco are proposing legislation that would pay some welfare recipients $100 a week if they stay drug-free. All right, Phil, officials have tried cracking down on drug dealers. We know this. They're set to start cutting off benefits to welfare users who use drugs. Do you think this will really get people to stay clean? Is there any example that something like that works to pay cash? And it's not actually cash, right? It's a gift card?
Yeah, well, it's as close to cash as you're going to get because you use the gift card wherever it is, or you can sell it, do whatever you want. It's part of a programs that have been out there for a while. They're called contingent management. And basically, they've used it with meth and coke addicts as incentives to stay off the drug. Okay, that's what it is. Now, you got to understand, San Francisco has tried just about everything over the years. The latest was health management and harm reduction, where they would actually go out and give addicts, you know, clean needles or even sometimes, you know, tinfoil to cook up their drugs in to keep them healthy. And that hasn't been working either. So what we have here is the same supervisor who himself is a recovering meth addict, coming out and saying, look, what we're going to do is come January 1st, we're going to start testing our welfare recipients, about 5,000 of them. And if they flunk the test, we cut off their benefits. Well, this is sort of the inverse of that, saying if you got your benefits cut off, and then what you could do is if you started to get clean, we would give you back $100 a week to keep you going and get you back on your feet and as a reward system. So basically, what we've gone from is care not cash under Gavin Newsom to now cash not drugs under Mayor Breed.
Do you think there's enough support on the Board of Supervisors to move this thing through?
I thought it'd be tough to say no to it, Patty. Don't you know what I mean? I mean, there's usually the objections on the Board of Supervisors is that you're taking something away, that you're being harmful, that cutting off somebody's benefits if they don't stay off drugs is not helping them, it's hurting them. This is a positive step. I don't even know really why it has to go to the board, and the folks at City Hall don't really have an answer for that. This is something the mayor could just, you know, tell her Department of Health to go do. But Matt Dorsey and her are trying to make a point as well as anything else, and the point is that they're trying everything they can, and that they aren't just being punitive to the drug people, they're also trying to be supportive. But the mayor's facing a tough re-election, and she's got to get out there and do something that's visibly going to change what we're seeing on the streets of San Francisco. She's been successful to a point, but it's still, I'm not sure fentanyl people, you know, that are really strung out are going to, either thing is going to help them, whether it's taking it away or giving them cash. I'm not sure. They're so far gone most of the time. They've got about a 10-minute life plan ahead of them, and they just keep going from minute to minute. So something like this would be way out of their grasp.
Well, we're lucky that you're following it for us. KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one. And one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.